Earlier in the week, the Office of the State Comptroller releasing their report to the governor on the Social Equity Council as it relates to, obviously, recreational marijuana legalized in the state and how to sort of cater better to communities that were disproportionately affected by the war on drugs. There's a whole bunch of elements to it. Sean Scanlon, the comptroller, joining us here on Brian and Company. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. Just give people who didn't read it or read the executive summary or read the whole, 15 pages. What are the big takeaways here?
Well, before we talk about the takeaways, let's talk about how we got here. In May, the governor asked me to perform a special audit of this because he had been hearing some concerning things from legislators, from people trying to enter this business. And my team, spent 4 months reviewing over 1,000 documents, conducting lots of interviews. And the big takeaway was that while we found no criminal activity in the information that we voluntarily got, because we don't have subpoena power, we did find a lot of questionable and troubling activity when it came to their financial management practices and protocols. And so we released a report outlining what those findings were. But I think more importantly, Brian, we released 10 recommendations that both the legislature and the organization can and should take up that I think will restore the public's confidence in their ability to do this important mission that they have.
So, I mean, I guess my question, I do want to look forward, but like what? I mean, it sort of sounds like they created this council, they gave them a couple $1 million and they could do whatever they want.
Yeah, I think the process, looking back, was ill-defined, and I think a lot of my recommendations are about how we can bring, definality in state law to the program so that it's less subjective and ambiguous, which is what a lot of the people who had applied for licenses or got them had said, which was that the process just really didn't have a lot of sense to it, that they were only getting guidance over the phone. It was never in writing.
May I interject a second here? I'm sorry, Comptroller Scanlon. A lot of this has to do with the actual awarding of the licenses as well as just sort of giving money to certain communities to support them. I mean, it has to do with the whole kit and caboodle.
They have two jobs. They're the ones who determine whether a candidate meets certain criteria to get a license, and then they're the people who determine where the money goes to reinvest in these communities that were disproportionately impacted by the war on drugs.
So specifically, can you tell us one or two examples of what they did that didn't sit well?
Well, I mean, not having fiscal controls in place, not saving documents, not having a strategic plan for how they're going to use the money, not giving guidance out to applicants on what, met the definition of things like equity. I mean, all these things were basic things that they, in my mind, should have been doing and would have made the process more sound, that they were not. And part of that, I think, is just because it was not defining the statute, but in fairness, this was something that is unprecedented, and we are doing something very unique here, and this group has a very important job. I just think we have to learn the lessons of what's happened in the first couple of years, and that's why we put those report recommendations out, because I do believe that it can help restore that confidence.
I see, Sean Scanlon, Connecticut Comptroller, joining us here on Brian and Company. All the recommendations make sense. My point is that how do you pass something that's historic like this and not have that in place at the beginning? I mean, it just seems bizarre to me that you would have allowed this group of people to have kind of carte blanche and no directive when this was like a massive story, a massive piece of legislation.
They had directive, but I don't think that it was a clear enough directive. And I think that, that clarity in hindsight seems obvious to all of us, right? But at the time, they felt like they were giving enough of it. And obviously, I think we've learned that more is always better in my mind, and being more prescriptive, I think, will help the process. But it is something that we have to go forward on, and I think the governor was right to look into this. I think we've done a good job with this audit, and I hope that the public will, you know, read these recommendations and urge the legislature to adopt them so that they, if they care about this, which they should, because right. it's an important program.
Yeah, I mean, some of them need more specifics, right? You know, strengthen internal controls and, you know, draft a strategic plan. Those are like, you know, those are, you know, they need to make sure they fulfill those specifics. You know, I have two questions. One more is looking back, and then I want to know about forward. And we only have a couple of minutes with Sean Scanlon, the Connecticut comptroller here on Brian & Company. Do we know if it's true that some of these companies had like shadow or figurehead, you know, social equity partners, and then after a certain amount of time, their equity goes way down? Like they got a person of color to be what looked like a majority owner, but they're really not. Is that true or not true?
We you know, didn't find any evidence of that directly, of somebody like removing their equity share in this. But it is true that that is how the structure works. And, you know, they can find partners that, you know, help them meet those equity goals. But we didn't find any direct evidence of somebody sort of getting kicked out of a company after they've gotten a license.
Or they got some upfront payment in the exchange for that reduction later on. I don't know. I just, people told me that that's the case. But if that wasn't discovered, then that's significant. My question to you is, then what's the next steps? I mean, you know, how does this get implemented? If it's going to get implemented, does the governor say, yep, let's do this? And then, or do you have to pass legislation? Like, how does it work?
Yeah, so there are 6 legislative recommendations and 4 organizational ones. There is a new leader of the SEC and a new chair of their board. Those 2 new leaders, you know, have committed to doing those 4 organizational recommendations. And obviously, in the day or so after I've released my recs, you know, the governor and legislative leaders responded very positively to them. They don't come into session until January. But what I said very clearly at the press conference when asked was, you know, the SEC is sitting on $30 million that they paused on dispersing into the communities. And I was asked whether I think that they should continue that pause until they adopt these. And I think the answer to that is yes. Mm-hmm. And so I hope that, you know, whether it's in, if there ever is a special session for the rest of this year or early on in next session, they should adopt these recommendations. They should bring more integrity to this organization and more confidence to it and more structure to it. And then I think at that point, you know, that money, I would have confidence that that money would be going to the right places.
And do you think everyone should stay on the council who's on it currently?
You know, I don't think that's for me to decide. You know, I'm not the person who appoints them. But, you know, I think the new leadership is what's most important. It's a big council. There's a lot of members. But leadership matters. And a new leader here and a new chair of the board, I think, will bring you know, the change that I think that they really need and the leadership that I think they need.
You know, I encourage people to read it. You can go to the office of the state comptroller to find the document. And, it, you know, if you don't have the time, you can just read the executive summary, which really puts a lot of it into focus. I got mine through a link on ctnewsjunkie.com. And if you want to be able to talk and discuss and criticize or compliment, you should read the primary source material. Sean, thanks for the time. I know you're busy in the morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.